Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lords podcast. And welcome to the program, people. We are on episode 48 of the Praise the Lords podcast. And this week we got a trifecta of things to talk about. Three albums that just dropped this past Friday. And I will give my thoughts and feelings about how I felt about said albums. The first one I'm going to start off with this week is, which I kind of went in, you know, a little curious because I heard that he was kind of changing his artistic vision a little bit for this album, and that was Lil Yachty. Now, I've never been the biggest Lil Yachty fan. Again, I believe I've talked about him a handful of times. I know that he was on the recent A$AP Rocky single where he was more just so ad-libbing, but here he comes with a new album titled Let's Start Here, and this album left me kind of how Owen Wilson is in every single movie when he says these kind of things.
Wow.
And then wow in a very good way, because wow, Lil Yachty came in different and hard, honestly. Comes in with a very psychedelic rock sound and very Pink Floyd-ish, especially in the intro track, Black Seminole. You almost get Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd vibes, and you know, it's incredible kind of how well I think his voice fit this dynamic in a sense. Because, like, I never looked at Lil Yachty as a good rapper. I think he had charisma there, and I think he had personality. I still think he does. But just the rapping was never really for me, personally. But I, you know, was just kind of curious to go into this. I didn't really have any expectations, but I was left really impressed with how good this thing was. Again, starting off with a Pink Floyd type of aesthetic to start the album off. Track is, I think, the longest on the record. That's about 6 minutes and 50 seconds. And then you go into The Ride, which one of the catchier songs. It has the rapper Tizo Touchdown on it, who was on Call Me If You Get Lost, the Tyler, the Creator album. Incredible album. Go listen to it, by the way. And then just you go from there. I'll just go through the track list and kind of just what I liked. I mean, the first two tracks, loved. Running Out of Time, good. Pretty, I was whatever with. But then you get, like, kind of the spoken word song. Like, I guess it's the interlude of the album, Failure. I really enjoyed it. I found myself enjoying the spoken word part about it. And the reason I did was because he was just seemed very vulnerable in how he was speaking about kind of failures and how he looks at his career right now and kind of how he looks at life right now. And I was left very impressed. And I'm going through, because I wrote down some things that I really liked about it. I mean, about this track specifically and Failure. And he alludes to basically criticisms in his work and his ethic, and he hasn't really felt failure. And that's kind of what I got out of it. And it was very humbling to hear kind of like someone of his ilk and fame, you know, just talk about, you know, because there's criticisms, always been criticisms of him. For me too, not like the really nasty criticisms I've had of other dudes like Pump and Xtentacion and stuff like that. But again, it's humbling to hear that someone, you know, they're human beings too. So it was just, I don't know, as a spoken word thing, I thought it was really good. We Saw the Sun, I think, is my favorite track on this album. And the if you go listen to the full song, it's really good. But if you go to around 4:45 of the song, the song's about 5 minutes and 30 seconds. If you go to the 4:45 mark and the last 40 or so seconds, you get a sample from a legend in his own right in the painting world, and that is the homie Bob Ross, who I thought this was bold as fuck when I first heard. I was like, oh, is that Bob? Like, I couldn't believe it when I first heard him. Like, that's Bob Ross. And then I had to go back to the episode. I found out the episode where he sampled this from. It was impressive, man. And here's a little bit of the snippet. It really just, and I kind of like how the snippet is at the end, and I'll explain that in a second after I play this.
Just let your imagination run wild. Let your heart be your guide. In the time you sit around,
if you ever have trouble sleeping, man, listen to Bob Ross. I think you know that, but people who don't know that, listen to Bob Ross. Painting. If you really have trouble sleeping.
Completed a painting already. Let it happen. Let it happen.
I just love the trippy psychedelic thing that Yachty was really putting in this.
And I would spend sometimes weeks just working on a picture, drawing it out, getting all the little sketches and stuff. And then I'd go back and spend maybe a month trying to fill in the blocks. And here, we let it happen. It comes right out of here. It's in you. And you put it on the canvas. Okay? Let's see.
And then it goes into Drive Me Crazy, which, now going back to why I thought the sample was perfect at the end. Basically, when you're trying to create something, like me also creating podcasts, I do this on a daily basis. I drive myself insane with my own thoughts, my own feelings and stuff like that, and just kind of working hard and going towards it. And kind of that's what it seemed like Bob alluded to. Like, you know, you could, why stop work? You know, why worry? You could have completed a painting already if you just sat around worrying about things. And, you know, just like me, I could sit around, not do a podcast, not talk about things that I enjoy instead of worrying about what others are going to say. And, you know, in that amount of time, I probably could have finished something. And I kind of liked what Yachty did. And then it goes into the track called Drive Me Crazy, which will drive you fucking crazy if you do that to yourself. And that is also one of my favorite tracks on the album. Has really good singing by the singer, Diana Gordon. And then, again, Yachty's not rapping on this. And maybe that's why I really, like, he's rapping a little bit, but nothing to the point of, like, the shit that I've heard him always and hated. But it's just, it's something really enjoyable from him. The vibe works. Like, you know, you still got your regular rapping in there, especially in his third verse. Then the next track you got, I've Officially Lost Vision. I love that. Has almost like a punk rock vibe to it. Really cool. And then Say Something, really vulnerable track, very loose sounding. And I can't say enough more good, positive things about this album. It's truly left me surprised, the first big surprise to me of 2023 in terms of album. And I'm kind of happy to see that Yachty landed at this point and kind of gave us a pretty decent body of work here. I really didn't have any bad things to say about this. I was just very pleasantly surprised. I loved the instrumentation, the production, just the whole psychedelic vibe to it. Yachty's ideas, the features were good. The Bob Ross sample was incredible. And honestly, I give it an 8 out of 10 if it were up to me. You know, it's good. I love this thing. And now we'll go into the pop sphere. We're out of the hip hop / psychedelic realm, and now we're going back into the pop sphere. And singer Sam Smith out of England has dropped a new album. You obviously know Sam Smith for a lot of his hits, and now he's got a hit out right now titled Unholy with Kim Petras, which I liked at first. It's slowly kind of got killed for me. Not one of my favorites off this new LP titled Gloria. But a lot of introspection, a lot of great songwriting, great singing, especially in the intro track, Love Me More. I love that song. That was one of my favorites on the record. Just how he sang and how he wrote the lyrics, and just it was perfectly executed into a really good ballad pop song. How to Cry, basically talking about vulnerability again. A lot of the themes on this album are basically vulnerability and just a whole bunch of other things to talk about on it. And, it, you know, Sam was Sam had a good pen game on this. Gimme is kind of like a reggae banger. It has Jesse Reyes, one of many Jesse Reyes appearances on here. I think about three appearances from Jesse Reyes on this. And then reggae singer Coffee. Kind of a banger. Low-key a banger, honestly, for Gimme. And then Perfect. That was with Jesse Reyes as well. Beautiful song. And then Who We Love with Ed Sheeran. That was, when I saw the track list for this, I was like, oh, okay, that's definitely a song I want to listen to. Not as much Ed Sheeran as I thought it would be, but they kind of complimented each other very well. The title of the song is called Who We Love, and it's true. You know, you can't really help who you love, regardless of situations and everything like that. You know, you're going to always love who you love, and, you know, whatever people say, people are going to say, you know. But I thought those two came together and did a pretty good song on there. But he had one of the other Jesse Reyes collaborations he had with esteemed producer, dance producer Calvin Harris, who unfortunately I have not liked a lot of his latest input. And this one he did with Sam Smith and Jesse Reyes, I'm Not Here to Make Friends, although it had a very raunchy and different music video. The production for me was very mid, sounded just like every other Calvin Harris thing produced right now, especially from Funkwave Bounces 2, which was one of my worst albums of the year last year. I just don't think he's has done much experimenting, Calvin Harris, in terms of changing his sound a little bit. And I don't know. That was probably my least favorite song on this. 13 tracks. It's a little over a half hour. I give it like a 5.5, honestly. It was good. It had its moments. The songs that I mentioned, really good songs, but whole album overall, and especially, you know, with the overplayed stuff like the Unholy song, which is a good song in its own right. It's like very, you know, in its production, very EDM and trappish. But other than that, 5.5 out of 10 for me. And then the sample queen, Miss Ava Max, who basically every song you hear from her has some sort of interpolation or sample of a classic pop song from either the 90s, the 80s, the 2000s, blah, blah, etc. She came out with a new album called Diamonds and Dance Floors. When I hear an Ava Max song, I don't really... She's talented enough to have, you know, your radio hits and stuff. I was curious by this just because of kind of the singles I had heard. The one song that I love that she did years past, or two songs, the one she did with Tiesto called The Motto, love that song. I think that's a banger. And then the one where she samples the that one Europop song from the 90s, 2000s, Around the World. Keep forgetting that it's not TLC, obviously. It's something around the lines of that, but she samples that, did a good flip of that. But, you know, she's just known to kind of flip and sample all this stuff. Diamonds and Dance Floors, if I didn't say it, is the album. It's just a crafty, catchy pop album. Nothing to really ride home about fully, but it's a pretty decent listen. You know, if you just want to listen to your music and just kind of, you know, vibe and just, you know, dance. It's like, you know, bar club music type of thing. Million Dollar Baby samples the Leanne Rimes song or interpolates it. Hold Up, Wait a Minute is a really good song. Get Out of My Heart. Dancing's Done. Those are my favorites off of the album. But again, it's your, you know, it's a typical pop album. Not saying that she's bad. I think she's pretty good. And it's good to kind of hear certain things interpolated and sampled from back then, and it like just kind of re-triggers everything, just like kind of what David Guetta and Bebe Rexha did with the I'm Blue sample when they flipped it for I'm Good. It's kind of good to kind of hear the old pop aesthetics from the 90s, 2000s, that kind of thing. And that's what she does with basically a lot of her releases, Ava Max. You know, Kings and Queens, basically probably her number one song that most people know her for. That samples a pretty big track. I don't know, but you know, it's whatever. You know, it's not bad. It's not great. It's good. Yeah, let's put it that way. It's good. You know, but you know, her songwriting is pretty good. She has a lot of messages behind it. But if I were to get, I'd give this again probably around a 5 out of 10. Had really good moments, but just kind of your run of the mill type of shit, unfortunately. But it is what it is. But really, I was just so surprised this week with how good Lil Yachty's album really was. I just can't say enough good things about that thing. He really experimented and he went outside the box, and you'd like to see more people do that. And he went in, had an idea, and executed it perfectly. And we got Let's Start Here. And so far, it's one of my favorite albums of the year so far. And, you know, as we close out January already in 2023, can't wait to see what the rest of the year holds. Can't wait to, again, hear that new Fall Out Boy album coming out. Miley Cyrus has got an album coming out. We got a whole bunch of people coming out this year. And, yeah, it's looking good. So that's my little album review of the week here. Those are the three albums that kind of caught my attention. And, yeah, keep on listening, everybody, and have a good one.